Ada by Night, written by Douglas Among Us. Their donation links, should they have them, will be listed down below. Hey! Hey, guy.
Wake up.
You alive? I'll take that groan as a yes. Listen, I know you must feel lousy, but it's kind of important you be conscious and mobile in the next half a minute. Excellent. Now, can you stand? Fantastic. Now, let's move.
Why?
We don't have time for that. Okay.
Look around.
We're in a lab. Not a nice looking one either, but the seedy underground kind. Where really bad things goes on. Probably done by the couple of people I had to shoot to get in here. You can hear the warning sirens outside, which should cue you in on the general state of the emergency in the city right now. Also, you're in a hospital gown, and I'm wearing this knockout dress. So clearly, there are things we both rather be doing tonight. Does that get you up to speed? Who am I? Who are you? Nice name. You can call me Ada. As to who I am, I'm the lady with the gun. And not to sound cliche, but come with me if you want to live. This way. Just stick close to me. What? Oh, I hadn't noticed. Like I said, we're in a hurry. Besides, your ass looks cute in that gown. Oh, stop. I saw everything while you were unconscious. Let's just say, enough to know you've got nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, really? Now? I mean, you're packing. Is that what you wanted to hear? Are you really blushing right now? I should have left you to the zombies. You heard a news alert, right? City's a little infested right now. Military's responding, but they're a little slow. And I don't want to get eaten. Yeah. I don't think your bare cheeks are necessarily going to attract them. Fine. Let's look in one of these rooms. Uh-huh. Here you go. Upgrade from hospital gown to scrubs. Try these on. Why? You don't want me to watch you change. I told you. I saw everything. Then you turn around. Your ass really does look cute. You embarrass entirely too easily for someone in the middle of an apocalypse. Great. We all done? Perfect. Then let... Shit. Get back. Okay. need to hide. Let's see. There, in that cabinet. Quickly! I know it's a tight fit. Just shut up and tuck in. I think they're gone. But let's give it a minute. This cabinet really is tight. Let me just... Oh, hello. Those scraps do not hide much, do they? Listen, I know I'm pressed up against you, but I'm going to need you to literally keep it in your pants. Okay, I think we're clear. What's that? Well, aren't you the gentleman? Don't worry. I know I'm hot. And it's not like I haven't caught you staring. I mean, it's only fair. I'm in this knockout red dress. And I've complimented your butt twice. Not to mention other body parts. Entirely too easy. Now, let's get moving. Listen, I know you have questions, but we're on the clock right now. I promise I'll fill you in on what I can when we're somewhere safe. But we need to get there first. Okay. Great. Stick with me, cutie. What did I tell you? End of the world. Or the next closest thing. Well, we certainly can't stay out here in the open. Who knows what's lurking around? Best stay low and hole up somewhere. There. You see that hotel? Down the block. Looks like the lights are still on. We can try there. Let's go. This looks good. Smart idea. Picking a room a few floors above street level. Here. Let me move this wardrobe to block the door. There. That should be enough. Luxury accommodations you found for us, cutie. Windows look secure. Nice view, too. And check out that bed. Are those silk sheets? Did you book us the honeymoon suite? Not a bad place to wait it out. Oh, there might even be something nice in the minibar. Looks like bottled water and crackers. Couldn't have sprung for champagne, huh? Well, might as well hydrate. Here, you could probably use this. What's that? Ah, right. Filling you in. Well, what's the last thing you remember? You were trying to get out of the city and got caught in the car accident. They hit you. Big truck. I don't guess it had a distinctive white and red logo on the side, did it? That explains it. You must have gotten abducted by Umbrella. They were the nice, shady people running that lab you were in. I don't guess you remember anything that happened there.
I didn't think so.
Not sure what they were doing to you, but it's no doubt a good thing I got you out.
Me?
Oh, I'm no one special.
Is that so?
Oh, let's just say I'm someone who's good at getting things done.
You might call me a survivalist.
Speaking of which, there's something we need to address. I'm going to take off your clothes.
I'm afraid I'm quite serious. Thus, the gun. You remember the virus rampaging through the city, turning people into zombies? I need to check you for bites.
It's nothing personal, cutie, but like I said, I'm a survivalist, which means I don't take chances. Yeah, when I said I saw everything back in the lab, I didn't mean everything. Now, I'll lose the clothes. Thank you. Now, give us a turn. Okay, cutie. Looks like you're clean.
No, there.
I didn't say you could put back on your clothes. Come on. Do a little dance. Oh, you're no fun. It's the night of the living dead. Don't you want to feel alive? What do you mean? What about me? You want to check me for bites?
Tit for tat. Is that so?
Well, fine, cutie. I suppose fair is fair. What do you think? How about a little turn? Do I pass inspection? Your friend seems to think so. You really are too easy. Like I said, I know I'm hot. And if the dress didn't clue you in that I had other plans tonight, the black and red lace bra and the red lace thong definitely should. It's not important. Besides, the evening hasn't been a total loss. After all, I met you. Don't worry about it. Although, I do want to ask you something. Sit down. On the bed. There. Don't bother with the pants. I'm serious. Just listen to me. It's best that we lay low for a while, and since we have time to kill, I had some ideas on how we might spend it. What's going on? Thank the drop-dead gorgeous wearing nothing but lingerie is straddling your lap and asking you to fuck her. What do you think is going on? Listen, I know you've had a rough night. Me too. That's why I want this. It's like I said, the dead are roaming the city. I want to feel alive right now, but I don't want to push you. You have a girlfriend? Boyfriend?
Good to know. It's also safe to assume you're into the idea, given your bodily response. Okay, but this is your decision. And if you don't want those, that's fine. We put our clothes back on and empty the minibar. But if you do want this, I promise this will be a night you won't soon forget. And not even because of the zombies. I'm going to take your hands on my ass as a yes. In that case, come here. God, you have a talented mouth. Now, let's see about the rest of you. I got quite the feel in the cabinet earlier. But I want to really feel it now. Oh, yes. Yes, your hands on my hips. Pull me closer while I grind all over you. Oh, yeah. Can you feel me? How hot I am. Just a thin piece of lace between you and me. Talented mouth. Very talented mouth. Now show me how talented your hands are. Go on. Touch me. Please. God, that feels so good. What are you? My neck. Your mouth on my neck. Yeah. Suck my neck. Oh, God. That's a talented mouth. Oh, your lips feel so good on my collarbone. All my chest. My... Oh, hello. What's this? You like my tits, huh? No. Don't stop. That feels... so good. God. Take it off. Yeah. The bra. Take it off. Here, let me. There. Your jaw just dropped. You like my tits that much, huh? What's not to like? Well, cutie. I'd have to agree with you, but how about you show me? Oh my God, why does that feel so good? Seriously, no guy has ever been this crazy for my chest. You say the sweetest things, but less talking, more of whatever you were doing before. I can feel you getting pretty hard. Let's say we find your friend a warm place. Just a second. Let me get these panties off. Good. Like what you see. Seriously, the sweetest things. But I hope you can get the rest when the situation calls for it. Speaking of which, let me climb back in your lap and just... You like that? How I stroke you. So hard. Oh. For me? All for me. Now, look at me. So good. Feel how wet I am. That's all for you. There. All the way inside me. Just hold for a second. I'm okay. I just want to feel you. All of you. Come here. You look pretty fit. Think you can do me a favor? Pick me up. Yeah. Hands on my ass. You like my ass too. Huh? Now on your feet, cutie. That's it. Yeah, a little stand and carry, right? Let me just wrap my legs around you. You got me? Good. Now we're just going to lift and draw. Fuck. So good. Again. So fucking good. So fucking good. Now, hold on tight. Show me what you got. Do you feel alive? Do you? Of course you do, because you're alive. You're alive and you're fucking a gorgeous woman and she's loving it. I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Go in, please. Just like that. Don't stop. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Come here. Fuck, that was good. Oh, yeah. Let's just say it's been a while. Seriously, the sweetest things. Thank you, but I don't think you came, cutie. And that's truly unfair. Here, lay me down on the bed. Yeah, turn the sheets down. Oh, that feels good. Oh, they really are silk. Good find on the room, cutie. Almost makes me think you were planning this. I wouldn't say, threw myself at you, and you were not complaining. Let's be real. Yeah. Just relax on me. It's okay. I can take it. Comfortable. Great. Take it slow. I'm still sensitive. And I think I can join you this time. Fuck. You're hitting all my spots. Come here. Come on, I know you want to. Maybe if I just arch my back a little. God, you really do love my tits. Fuck, where'd you learn to suck like that? Seriously, they've never felt so good. Yeah, fuck. Just like that. Use your tongue. Oh, you're making me feel so, so good. Oh, God, yeah. Where did you put your mouth? When you put your whole mouth around them like that? Do I feel alive? Fuck. Yeah, I do. A man with a very talented mouth is worshipping my tits and fucking me at the same time. Oh God, yes. Yes. Keep going. Harder. Harder. I can take it. I want to feel you. Please. Fuck, I'm close. Are you close? Do you want to come with me? Please, please, please come with me. Come inside me. It's okay. I promise, just come inside me, please. I need it. I need to feel you. come inside me. Come in me. Come in me. Please come in me. Fill me. I need you. I need all of you. Give me all of you. I'm close. I can feel it. Come with me. Come with me. Please come with me. You weren't too bad yourself. Quite the opposite, in fact. Take your time pulling out. No hurry. You really like my neck too, huh? All of me. You're too sweet. But if you had to pick... tits. I figured. No shit. Hold on. Sorry. I know I said no hurry, but I need to get that. No. I got it. Where's my dress? There's a pocket that... Got it. Okay. I need you to be completely silent. Seriously. Not a sound. Wong. The mission was a success. No. Subject eliminated. He was asking too many questions. I said the mission was a success. I managed to obtain a sample of his DNA. I have my ways. I'm holed up in a hotel downtown. Fancy. That's the one. Better make extraction 2 hours instead. Things are a little hot here. Understood. Wong out. Okay. First things first. I'm not going to shoot you. I told you, I'm a survivalist. You might say, I'm a survivalist for hire. I was sent to infiltrate that lab. The company that runs it was abducting people with certain genetic markers. I figure that's why you got grabbed. The people I work for wanted a sample, so they can try to copy what that company is doing. What sample? Well, you kind of just gave it to me. Hey, wait. Just listen to me. Look. There's a couple of ways tonight could have gone. I picked this way because, well... I was telling the truth. It had been a while. It's something my line of work doesn't really afford me. And I did want to feel alive. You should also know. I wasn't thinking anything, if you catch my drift. Still, if it helps, I'm sorry. Yeah, my employers wanted me to bring you in. Because if I had, they would do to you exactly what your kidnappers were going to do. Like I said, I tend not to ask. I'm not completely without a conscience. You're welcome. Listen, I know some people with the RCPD. I'll let them know you're here after I'm gone. They should be able to pick you up and get you out of the city. Yeah, I did say 2 hours, didn't I? Which should give us plenty of time to... collect more samples, if you're willing. I'm going to take your hands on my ass as a yes. Lie back. Let me climb on top of you. Like the view. Oh, someone is still ready to play. So let's just put him back where he belongs. Now, come here. Talented mouth. You really do like my tits.